I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is massive. Julius Randle has rejoined CAA after leaving them less than a year ago for WME Sports. Initially, when Randle left CAA, it was considered significant. Him rejoining CAA once again, it is absolutely significant. We're going to break down exactly what this means for Randle and his future with the Knicks. All of this and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Julius Randle rejoins CAA. I gotta say, I am absolutely shocked right now. When's the last time a player has actually done this? You leave the only representation you know since entering the league in CAA for another organization in WME Sports. And then, less than a year in that relationship, you leave them to go back to your other agency in CAA. I can't remember the last time a player has done this. This absolutely means something for Julius Randle and his future with the Knicks. Before we break down exactly what it means, let's take a look at what CAA posted on Instagram regarding Julius Randle coming back to the family, CAA. As you can see here on the official CAA basketball account on Instagram, Julius Randle's welcome back photo. And you see there, Julius Randle, number 30, welcome back. He's back in the family, folks. He's back with CAA. And shout out to Steph Bondi, an NBA insider with the New York Post, for giving us the following information about Randle and why he's back at CAA. According to Bondi, Julius Randle is back at CAA, the agency announced. Heard he's returning to his former agent, Aaron Mintz. This move was in the works for a while, and Mintz had been advising Julius. Initially, when Julius Randle left CAA for WME Sports about a year ago, the entire fan base, myself included, thought that maybe, potentially, it could mean that Julius Randle might be traded by the Knicks at some point in time down the road. Because you gotta figure, CAA is the family. Normally, if you're represented by CAA, you're usually not traded and you're usually taken care of. So when he switched agencies, it really put a target on his back regarding him potentially being traded by the Knicks in any type of deal for a star, all-star, or superstar. But as of right now, with him returning to CAA, I think it's pretty clear. That likely means he's not going to be traded by the Knicks this offseason. And that is significant, actually, because we know, given all the reports that have come out, the Knicks are looking to make a superstar trade this offseason. To do that, you need players that can match salaries. They have that. You need draft picks. They have that. And you also need players on your roster that other teams are going to want. And I got to say, the Knicks have that as well, too. But I thought Julius Randle might be one of those players. Him rejoining CAA absolutely takes him off the list. That means that the Knicks are going to make a move this offseason without Julius Randle being part of that trade. That means we're going to have to look at other players the Knicks have, maybe a lot of draft picks included, and maybe the player they're going after is not an elite top-level star. Maybe he's an all-star, but he's not a top 10 player. And if they make that type of trade, you have to ask yourself, is it worth it for that type of player? Is that type of player going to help this Knicks team move over the hump and become an NBA Finals team each and every year? Because that's what we're talking about here. The Knicks have an opportunity to make that type of trade happen this offseason. But in my opinion, they have to wait and be patient and see which disgruntled stars become available. And that's only going to happen come this offseason. Right now, we're not going to know who's going to be on that list. We can take guesses, of course. Devin Booker's name has come up recently, so of course we can add him. But you can also add potentially Donovan Mitchell, Mikal Bridges. There are so many other stars you can add to that list. But it's not finalized yet. It will become this offseason. We just have to wait and be patient. And under Leon Rose with this Knicks front office, that has been his theme, patience. So you know that's exactly what the New York Knicks are going to implement and do. It also should be said that given Julius Randle's injury, it was likely he wasn't going to be traded this offseason anyways. Because usually teams don't want to trade for a star, even if he's a three-time All-Star. They normally don't want to trade for him if he's going through some type of injury, because you don't know the player you're going to get after he recovers. Now, Randle normally, after coming back from injury, looks very good. He just came back from an ankle injury recently, and after a few games, he showed out and got another All-Star bid. That gives me a lot of confidence moving forward that Randle's not only going to recover from this injury, but come back better than ever, thrive, and make another All-Star team. I think Julius Randle wants it that much.
I'm Cyndi Lauper. My psoriasis was all over, even on my scalp, which may mean four times the risk for psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx works on both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for TB. Serious allergic reactions, severe skin reactions that look like eczema, and an increased risk of infections, some fatal, have occurred. Cosentyx may lower ability to fight infections, so tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if IBD symptoms develop or worsen. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX. Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clear skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clear skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
I believe in him. I also believe in the work that he does. He's one of the hardest workers in the NBA, and if you've seen him, he's a physical specimen. Given all of those things, Randle's going to be back better than ever, and he's going to come back to prove a point for this Knicks team, because he knows, like we all know, this team in January looked unstoppable. He was one of the main reasons for that as well. If he comes back and plays that same type of ball for this Knicks team, we are going to look unstoppable once again, and I would challenge any team in the NBA to try to knock out that team with a fully healthy Julius Randle in a 7-game series, because in my opinion, it likely cannot be done. That's how good that Knicks team was. We have to remember that. And I think Leon Rose in this front office absolutely remembers it. That's why they got him back with CAA, and that's why it's likely he's not going to be traded. They want to run it back with Randall. They want to run it back with OG, Randall, and Brunson, and maybe somebody else you can add to that core. And that's what I think they're going to do this offseason. But you got to ask yourself, is that player going to be a top 10 player, a top 15 player? Who are they going to target? And if that player is going to be maybe a top 10 player, how are they going to be able to get that player without including Randall in the deal? Who's going to be part of the deal? How many picks are going to be part of the deal? And how are they going to be able to get that player and be able to add him with his salary to this roster? These are all questions Leon Rose is going to have to answer, but he's going to have to answer them this offseason. Right now, unlike Phoenix, unlike some of these other teams watching the playoffs, the Knicks are actually in the playoffs. They are looking to take down the Philadelphia 76ers tonight, win game six, and head on to the second round of the postseason. And in them doing that, they'll make the Knicks more attractive, and other stars around the league will want to come play with Randall and Jalen Brunson and OG Anunoby. This is what we're talking about here. This is the opportunity on the table. And the Knicks, I believe in them. They will cash in, and they will not let this opportunity go by and slip away. But going back to Julius Randle rejoining CAA, another main reason it's significant is likely due to the contracts. One of the main reasons he probably left CAA for WME Sports is because he didn't like the contract he was given, and he probably thought he deserved more. Him rejoining CAA probably means he was given some type of assurance or guarantee that he's going to be taken care of, and that next contract is going to be very, very beneficial for Randall. If that's true, that means it's going to limit what the Knicks can do in the future regarding adding other players to this team. We have to understand that moving forward, because it tells us who the Knicks are going to lock in for this roster, who's going to be permanent for this roster for a couple of years, and who the Knicks are choosing to build around. And those players might be Randall, Brunson, and OG. The question you have to ask yourself is, can the Knicks build a championship contender around those three players? Can they add another all-star player to that core? In my opinion, if they can add another all-star, but not just any old all-star, an all-star that fits this Knicks team, fits what they absolutely need, then I think it's a certainty that this Knicks team will be an NBA Finals team for years to come. And that's what Leon Rose is trying to build here. That's why the player that he goes after is extremely important. Because if he goes after the wrong player, he could set the Knicks back for years. But the right player puts them in position to win chips. And that's what we're talking about right now. This is where the Knicks are right now. This is what Leon Rose has given us. This is what he's built, given all the picks that we have, the players that we have, and who we currently have on this roster. We have impactful players. We just need another piece. One more piece. We get that piece this offseason. But it's clear, in order for them to get that piece, they're not willing to sacrifice Julius Randle. They're definitely not going to sacrifice Jalen Brunson. And there is no way OG Anunoby is going to be sacrificed when he's the wing they've always dreamed of. Those three players are the core players for this Knicks team. They are going to remain. So that begs the question, which player will Leon Rose in this front office target in the offseason to add to this team? Depending on who that is, it could mean something very significant for this team moving forward. But it does seem like Randall and his future with the Knicks is not only protected, it's secured. Julius Randle is likely going to be a New York Knicks player for many, many years to come. And depending on who you are, you either love this news or you hate this news. Either way, it's the facts and it is what it is. But what about you guys? What do you think about Julius Randle rejoining CAA? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clear skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clear skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Hi, I'm Cyndi Lauper. My scalp was covered with psoriasis, which could lead to psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx treats both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 mg dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 mg dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for TB. Serious allergic reactions, severe skin reactions that look like eczema, and an increased risk of infections, some fatal, have occurred. Cosentyx may lower ability to fight infections, so tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if IBD symptoms develop or worsen. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX.
Cosentyx works for me.
Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunchberries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on.
Crunch Island. It's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunchberry.
No!
No one steals my Crunchberries.
I think you mean my Crunchberries. Choose your own Crunchventure with Cap'n Crunch.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.